Oaxaca Journal, written by Oliver Sacks, narrated by Jonathan Davis.
Friday. I am on my way to Oaxaca to meet up with some botanical friends for a fern foray, looking forward to a week away from New York's icy winter. The plane itself, an Aeromexico flight, has an atmosphere quite unlike anything I've ever seen. We are scarcely off the ground before everyone gets up, chatting in the aisles, opening bags of food, breastfeeding babies, an instant social scene like a Mexican cafe or market. One is already in Mexico as soon as one boards. The seatbelt signs are still on, but nobody pays any attention to them. I have had a little of this feeling on Spanish and Italian planes, but it is far more marked here, this instant fiesta, this sunny, laughing atmosphere all around me. How crucial it is to see other cultures, to see how special, how local they are, how ununiversal one's own is. What a rigid, joyless atmosphere there is, in contrast on most North American flights. I begin to think I will enjoy this visit. So little enjoyment, in a sense, is permitted these days. And yet surely life should be enjoyed. My neighbor, a jolly businessman from Chiapas, wishes me bon appetit, then the Spanish version of this, buen provecho, when the meal comes. I cannot read anything on the menu, so I say yes to what I am first offered, a mistake, for it turns out to be an empanada, whereas I wanted the chicken or fish. My shyness, my inability to speak other languages, alas, is a problem. I dislike the empanada, but eat some as part of my acculturation. My neighbor asks why I am visiting Mexico, and I tell him I am part of a botanical tour headed for Oaxaca in the south. There are several of us on this plane from New York, and we will meet up with the others in Mexico City. Learning that this is my first visit to Mexico, he speaks glowingly of the country and lends me his guidebook. I must be sure to visit the enormous tree in Oaxaca. It is thousands of years old, a famous natural wonder. Indeed, I say, I have known of this tree and seen old photos of it since I was a boy. And this is one of the things that has drawn me to Oaxaca. The same kind neighbor, noticing that I have torn out the end pages and even the title page of a book proof in order to write on them, and that I am now looking worried and out of paper, offers me two sheets from a yellow pad. I stupidly placed my own yellow pad and a notebook in my main luggage. Observing that I said yes when asked about the empanada, obviously having no idea what it was, and then as obviously disliking it when it came, my neighbor has again lent me his guidebook, suggesting that I look at the bilingual glossary of Mexican foods and the illustrations that go with this. I should be careful, for example, to distinguish between atún and tuna, for the Spanish word tuna does not denote tuna fish, but the fruit of a prickly pear. Otherwise, I will keep getting fruit when I want fish. Finding a section in the guidebook on plants, I ask him about mala mujer, bad woman, a dangerous-looking tree with nettle-like stinging hairs. He tells me that youths in small-town dancing halls throw branches of it around to get the girls, everyone, scratching. This is something between a joke and a crime. Welcome to Mexico, my companion says as we touch down, adding, you will find much that is unusual and of great interest. As the plane draws to a halt, he gives me his card. Phone me, he says, if there is any way I can be of help while you are visiting our country. I give him my address. I have to write it on a coaster, not having a card. I promise to send him one of my books, and when I see his middle name is Todd, my grandfather came from Edinburgh. I tell him about Todd's palsy, a brief paralysis which sometimes follows an epileptic seizure, and promise to include a short bio of Dr. Todd, the Scottish physician who first described it. I am very touched by the sweetness and courtesy of this man. Is this a characteristic Latin American courtesy? A personal one? Or just the sort of brief encounter which happens on trains and planes?